This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
The outlet to Buddy Hield. Thompson will pick him up in the front court. Draymond comes back and gets the ball. Dribbles on. Eason takes him inside. Flipped up a shot of a go with the left hand. It goes in off the glass. And it's 37-29. The Warriors lead by 8.
You're listening to The Morning Roast with Joe Spadoni and Joe Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Spadoni out for a day. Bonte in. Joe Shasky always here on the Morning Roast. Brought to you by Go to State. Serving the Bay Area for three generations. When you succeed, we succeed. Visit GoToStateLumber.com. Tim Royal to call right here on 95.7 The Game. Draymond Green saved his best for last. 16 points, 6 rebounds, 5 assists, 1 steal, 1 speech, 2 block shots, a spa day, meditation, play soul music on the way to the game. 7-15, too. I like when he's aggressive offensively, that he needs to be aggressive offensively for this team to thrive at the highest level. Of course, Stephen Curry, 22-10-7. But Buddy Hield, damn it. Buddy freaking Hield. I can't get over it, Sasky. Buddy Hield?
If you're going to get super emotional and, like, crank down instead of crank up, what is the music for you?
Oh, might be Sade.
Okay. Like Al Green? Sade. Al Green doesn't
Oh, Al Green, Teddy Pendergrass. Okay. Al Green's not bad.
Okay, Paul Simon? Little Paul Simon? Little Huey Lewis?
Maybe. Hall & Oates?
Little Hall & Oates.
Does Hall & Oates count? Does Hall & Oates count?
Go Maneater?
Right. I can't go for that.
Oh, yeah. They got hitters.
They got hitters.
You're a rich girl.
Yeah, there you go. What are you bumping? Do you wind down, Shasky?
Well, it depends. Like, there are certain songs that I will play that, like, get me into a certain mind frame. I understand what Draymond was saying there regarding, like,
right.
There are certain music. Now, check out Time by Tupac, if that's the song.
Right.
If it is Tupac, that is, like, the least of his fired up songs.
That one's kind of
like a nonchalant end of the album of All Eyes on Me.
Remember Darrell Wright? We used to have him on every week. D. Wright used to say he listened to, like, R&B music on the way to games to kind of just be calm, relax. A lot of people do that. I didn't take Draymond for it. Maybe some AC/DC walking into Houston.
Yeah, I don't think that would be it.
Nah, that wouldn't be on his playlist.
But I just didn't think that that specific Tupac song was that. Of the Tupac catalog, that's not a get me fired up song.
No, it's not. It's just chill.
It is.
It's like rolling down the coast.
Yeah.
Maybe you got a joint.
It's
I don't partake. Yeah, it's checkout time.
You're well, it is chilling. Legal.
It is legal. It is legal. Let your girl's hair blow in the wind. You know what I mean? That's what's the
God, I need to get me a convertible.
Hey.
Why'd you go guru on me?
Why'd you go? By the way, Guru Friday.
What do you?
Wearing a suit all day long.
Yeah. Sweating.
Sweating. Sweating in the suit all day long. I saw him at the game. Well, I didn't see him. He texted, where you at, B? I saw him and the lovely me in there watching it, taking in game six. I'm like, Goo really wore a suit all day long.
I love getting the text messages from Guru.
Uh-oh.
Series changed when Van Fleet started making shots. Well, thank you, Captain Obvious. Good to see you struck again. Like, are you kidding me? Oh, of course it changed.
Oh, man. I kind of was thinking about him, too, because a lot of we all had the Warriors etched in the second round. Like, game six, they're going to win it. Friday night, Chase Center. It's going to be a coronation. We'll see the T-Wolves today in Minnesota. When they lost that game, I was like, oh, I don't know about this one
anymore.
There
was not a chance in hell I thought they were winning yesterday. That's what made it so lovely.
I was ready for the Rockets to become the 14th team in NBA history. Oh. Rallying from a 3-1 deficit. I was ready for Dylan Brooks to say, I told you guys you're a stepping stone to our dynasty. Oh, I was waiting for it all. I was waiting for all the memes going against Stephen Curry thinking like, damn, the passing towards postseason's really here. No LeBron, KD's not in the playoffs. True. You know, Steph Curry's now going to get bounced. Now it's going to be all the young guns.
Yeah.
But Steph had something to say in the fourth quarter. Jimmy had something to say in the second half. And Buddy freaking Hill, 33 points, 9 threes and 11 attempts. And Draymond Green, he took credit for one of the misses. He goes, I threw him a grenade. He missed it. He should have been 9 and 10.
Well, Jimmy got a grenade early in the game and hit a three. And I go, is that an omen?
That might be an omen.
You know, he hit a big three late. The problem with this series in general, they got into their offensive set so slow, okay? By the time they actually started cooking, there's like 6 seconds on the shot clock. And there's just time and time again, they were settling for bad shots. And there wasn't a lot of movement. And then, obviously, second half, everyone's exhausted. How many times did Steph Curry just, like, either stand at the top of the key to just bring the guy face-guarding him completely out of the way? Or he was just so beat, he had hands on hips.
45 minutes, 31 seconds for Steph.
Wow.
44 minutes, 41 seconds for Jimmy Butler. Draymond Green, 39 minutes, 56 seconds, playing a small ball five.
Yeah, they needed every minute.
Buddy Hill played 37 minutes.
Wow, what about Potts?
Potts, 39 minutes and 42 seconds. Jeez, so we did the interview with him on Post Game Live, but he put the headset on during the break.
Uh-huh.
And he's like, Bonte, man, he's like, I'm gassed. He's the youngest player on the team. Like, these kids aren't accustomed to playing 40 minutes in a game. This isn't the 90s or 80s. This is a new generation. So all these guys are tired. You only got 3 points from the bench last night. 3 points from the bench last night down in game number seven.
Wait,
that came for Kevon Looney.
Three.
Kaminga, zero. Moody, 0 for 5, 0 for 3 from the three-point line.
We can have a conversation about Kaminga. I think he will factor into this next series. He had a really nice spin move and just missed the layup. And then missed the putback. And it was like, ah, I could feel it. You know, like, ah, poor guy.
And he bricked that 1-3 and it was like, uh-oh.
Yeah, well, you knew he was getting it. But like,
the Jackals are waiting.
But quite frankly, the guy hasn't played a lot, you know? Yeah. And so I think he was in a very lose-lose situation.
Right.
That being said, he didn't do anything to sway anyone's opinions on him. But Moses Moody has played a lot in this series.
Yes.
And the guy couldn't hit the right side of a barn.
He was solid in game five. He got his game. Game six, he was a lot better. But no, games yesterday, 0 for 5, 0 for 3 from the three-point line.
And they weren't close.
Nothing. Yeah, they weren't close.
They weren't close. Pods was really the only guy that was, you know, shooting that I was like, oh, that might go in.
Right.
Did Quinton Post even play?
Played 3 minutes and 28 seconds.
Yeah.
Did not attempt a shot.
Very unforgettable.
He may be a factor in this series because if Gobert is on the floor, I would like to think that Quinton Post could get in a game against Gobert and maybe sit on a three-point line and draw Gobert out of the paint.
We'll
see. I don't know. We'll see about that. We'll get to Minnesota a little bit later.
They're going to need Kaminga, Moody, GP2,
et cetera
on Anthony.
I wouldn't even say Kaminga. I don't even know. Kaminga didn't play in a Clippers game in the last game of the regular season. Didn't play in a play-in game. Wasn't in the plans to be in a rotation for the Houston Rockets series.
Yeah, but game one, you're so tired. Like, yeah, we'll get to it.
No, he'll get some minutes.
Yeah,
he'll
get tomorrow, a crumb we'll here get and there. To it. I don't want to get too ahead of ourselves, right. But I do believe he will factor in somewhere. Maybe not a lot. I'm talking like 5 minutes.
Yeah, we'll see about that. Looney will definitely be a big X factor. I thought he was huge in his 11 minutes.
Maybe TJD,
because they got a lot of bigs.
That's what I'm saying.
They have a lot of bigs from Gobert and company. But, yeah, Kuminga, I'm not expecting much from him moving forward. I was shocked to see him as a first sub in game seven. Yeah. I was like, boy, this is a tough spot to be in. These guys, here's the thing that a lot of people don't understand. And we'll move on to take some calls here, Shasky. But these are pro sports. And they're playing at such a level of intensity and speed and force that when you're watching, you're trying to acclimate yourself to that game speed in a game seven. That is very difficult. And now when people say, oh, Pat Spencer was ready. They were down double digits. It's easier. And he's at a different position. I just thought that was very, when you consider everything that's going on with Jonathan Kuminga, not playing, averaging 15, 16 points a game to getting DMPs, not being able to fit with Jimmy and Draymond in the same combination, not getting cutters when he does have the ball, when he does play, contracts on the line. Where's he going to play at next season? There's a lot going on with the young man. I'm not making excuses, but what did people really expect from him yesterday?
But I think a lot of, like, Quinn Post, Moody, JK, I think similarly, it's like, don't make a mistake.
Right.
Because if you make a mistake, you're coming out.
Yep.
It's hard to play that way.
It is.
I understand that it's the playoffs. I trust me, I get the stakes are at their highest, but also you have to recognize it's difficult to play mistake-free and then also – you're gun shy because you don't want to make that mistake. And that's when you're not playing at your best.
No doubt.
You got to play free.
No doubt.
You can see like a guy like Podziemski, now he's comfortable. He can play free. He can play through mistakes. It's going to be all hands on deck.
No doubt. It's going to be a fun series between the Warriors and the T-Wolves.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads. We got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.